You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
Hey, Richard.
What's up, Logan?
Do you like the new t-shirt I'm wearing?
Wait, your shirt has a picture on it. And it has the Hey, I Got a New Book podcast logo. That is so cool. I want one.
Well, you can ask your dad to buy you one from our Tee Public store. The store has a great collection of merchandise, including t-shirts, hoodies, masks, and phone cases. It's a great way to show off support for our show.
I'll say, and that shirt looks great too. The kid on the right looks super pogi.
Pogi? What's pogi?
It's a Filipino word that means handsome.
Oh, you're right. I do look handsome. Thank you.
I said the one on the right.
Yeah, I'm the one on my right, so thanks.
No, I meant my right.
You should have said that.
Do they have stickers and mugs?
Yep, they even have pillows so you can lay your head down each night and fall asleep looking at me.
And end up having nightmares!
Hey, that's not nice.
So, how do our listeners and I get to the store?
Just go to our website, www.heygotanewbook.com, and click on the merchandise link.
Cool, I'm going to order today.
Awesome. Now, I think we better get back to the show, though.
Oh, yeah.
Uncle Dusty, cue the music.
Welcome to the Hey, I've Got a New Book podcast, starring Logan D. and Richard S. Today's book is Investigators Take the Plunge, written and illustrated by John Patrick Green, with color by Aaron Polk. And now, here's Richard and Logan.
Hey, Logan, I got a new book.
Cool, what is it?
Book 2 in the Investigator series, Investigators Take the Plunge.
Is John Patrick Green the author of this book 2?
He sure is.
Cool. So we reviewed the first book in Hey, I Got a New Book, episode number 9. Do you remember how many chicken nuggets you gave that book?
I think I said I would give it 1 million if I could.
Yes. But then we agreed that 5 was the maximum, and that's what you gave it.
And how many chicken nuggets did you give book 1?
5.
So, Logan, before we start on this book, do you want to remind our visitors of what book 1 it was about?
So, the main characters are Mango and Brash. Mango and Brash are both alligators, and Mango likes to do funny stuff and make up jokes, but Brash doesn't really think they're funny. I realize that they both have different shaped heads. Brash has a square head, and Mango has like a half moon. They are agents of Suit, and Suit is like a secret agent, and they get special vests from a area in the suit called Arm. The main bad guy was a dinosaur, Triceratops. He was the one who did both of the crimes.
Thank you, Logan. I think if our listeners would like to know more, they can go listen to episode 9.
Right, so let's talk about this book. Aside from Mingo and Brash, are we introduced to new main characters?
Yes. They are Bongo and Marsha, a Prime Robot, and the head scientist.
Tell me about Bongo.
Bongo is part of Suit, and is kind of like the Gators. Except that there's one difference. Bongo is a badger.
And who is Marsha?
Marsha is also part of a suit with Bongo, and they are both badgers.
Are they with the alligators as well?
So they aren't because they're badgers, and you say because of the alligators, so they're really not.
Okay. Where did Prime Robot come from?
He came from the head scientist, so it was supposed to hug people, except that it can't really flex its arms. They're just set straight. They weren't bendable, so he is a robot that's supposed to be flexible to hug. Language is not good, but what's funny, though, is that Sally Addison is one of the scientists, and the Prime Robot calls her Salad because it didn't say Sally or Addison, so it said Salad.
How did Sally become a salad?
So Sally was going to eat a salad for dinner. And what happened is that Prime Robot gave her a hug, and she screamed when she saw Prime Robot. So she tossed the salad to her face, and then it got stuck to her face because that's when Prime Robot hugged Sally.
Oh.
Oh, and its nose was a tomato. It looks like a clown nose for some reason.
Well, because tomatoes are red. Anyway. Does the head scientist have a name?
So, no. No. Really, no. Just head scientist.
Huh. Do Bongo and Marsha get along with Mango and Brash?
First they don't, then they do. So, kind of.
That's confusing. So, what's the book about?
It's about they have two things that they are investigating.
Tell me about the first investigation.
The first investigation was to stop Crocodile from stealing a vest from Suit. So what he did is flood the whole city.
Why'd they flood the whole city?
So he could either distract Mango and Brash to like try to make the city stop, or try to make them go, like the flood, make them go far, far away from the city while he could just go sneak in and steal a vest.
Ah.
One of those two.
Is this the first time we see Crocodile?
No, we see him in book one. Long story short, of how he turned into Crocodile and pictures of Crocodile.
I see. Is this a special vest that he's trying to get? It was just like a normal vest.
Yes, it is, because it could help you with stuff. Like, if he'd use one, it would make him one tough cookie. Like, he could use it to fight them, but he's practically made of cookies. So, if one of them uses a chainsaw on him, he'd lose his leg. The only gadgets I remember, I think, was a magnifying glass, and that's all I remember that he used. Or that was part of the vest.
I see.
So, yes, it is special.
Why do you think the book is titled Investigators Take the Plunge?
Because they are trying to stop the city from flooding. They're gonna plunge the sewer so it could stop leaking, or like filling up with water so it would overflow. Which is kind of like a toilet and you use a plunger.
Okay. Were Mango and Brash successful from stopping the city from flooding?
The answer is, I have no idea, because when you read the book, it doesn't show anything about them stopping the flood.
Tell me about the second investigation.
So the second investigation is a missing person.
Who is missing?
It is a snake arm plumber.
How did his arm become a snake?
So he was Bill the Plumber Man. He was gonna fix a like in the room it was filled with water, so he's gonna drain it and make sure there's no more water. And so what happened is that And Anaconda was on his arm, and then he was also holding the drain snake, which, and then he saw the robot ghost, and then the robot ghost tugged him, and then his arm became a snake.
So did the Prime Robot start off as a ghost, or did something happen that made him a ghost?
Something happened to make him a ghost.
What was it?
He was one normal metal robot, so he was chasing, and then he fell into the room that had a whole bunch of water. He shouldn't be like a ghost somehow, but I have no idea.
He wasn't actually a ghost. He hugged himself while he was in the water, he combined himself with the water.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He wanted to hug somebody, and so no one wanted to hug him when he wanted to hug them. Everyone went away, so he said, hug myself. He said, hug myself, hug myself.
Yep.
There is a part when his arms are able to bend, because when he hugs himself, they're usually straight out. Now they're at his shoulders.
No. You only see them straight out when he's reaching to get them. You never actually see them get combined.
I'm confused.
I'm saying that his arms were able to move the whole time. You just didn't know it because you only saw him coming at the person with his arms wide open to hug it, but didn't hug it yet.
So pretty much, he's able to hug himself.
Yeah. Are all four members of the suit looking for the plumber?
Bongo, Marsha, I, Brush, and Mango, no for them, yes for Bongo, Marsha.
Did anything happen to Bongo and Marsha?
Yes, they turned into badger badges.
What's a badger badge?
Kind of like your wallet or something.
Oh, that kind of badge.
Yeah, so your wallet and then your head's on top of the wallet.
And were they like the size of a normal wallet or did the wallet grow?
It was a normal size as a wallet. Then they were...
Wait, so after they became it, was it still the normal size of a wallet or did it grow?
It grew. But it grew. I don't know how it grew though. I'm kind of confused by that. Like, how did it...
Did they got combined?
Yeah, but it was so small, and then it grew big. I'm confused, like, how did it grow?
Because their head would have crushed it.
Oh, yeah. Because their head would have crushed it, and then they wouldn't have a wallet. Like, when they told normal, they'd look at the wallet, it would just be smithered into little bits, kind of.
Smash. Without giving too much away, do... The investigators solve both investigations?
No, they only solve half of it.
What was your favorite part of the book?
My favorite part of the book is when the robot called Sally Salad. It's kind of funny, like, hello, Salad.
Yeah, that was funny.
And then she turned into a salad. What about you, Logan? What is your favorite part?
I think my favorite part of the book is when the alligators and badgers were together and they were trying to say banana hands.
Yeah, it's like bandana brands, saltuda brands, pajama pants,
Savannah sands. There's actually a lot more, but you'd have to read the book to see them.
Yeah, but it should be easy for everyone in the book to say it.
Is there anything you would change about the book?
No. Would you change anything?
Nope. Time for the most important question. On a scale 1 to 5 only, how many chicken nuggets will you give this book?
I would give it 5 chicken nuggets. What about you, Logan?
5. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No. Okay, let's not mention this, so no. What about you, Logan?
Nope.
This has been the Hey, Got a New Book podcast. I'm Richard S.
And I'm Logan D.
Check out our show's website at heygotanewbook.com.
Follow us on Twitter at heygotabook.
Listen to us on the EMC Podcast Network.
And most podcast listening sites.
Leave us a rating and review at Podchaser, Apple, or Stitcher.
Yeah. Yes, because it helps promote our show.
Check out our Facebook page, Hey, I Got a New Book Podcast.
Send us an email at heyigotanewbook@gmail.com.
Yeah, and let us know if there is anything you want us to review for you.
And lastly, check out our Tee Public store and get yourself some Hey, I Got a New Book podcast merch.
Remember, you can pick up your very own copy of today's book at your local bookseller, online, or most big box retailers.
But we suggest supporting your local bookstores and keeping them in business.
This has been the Hey, I Got a New Book podcast. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.